Welcome to the Winning Everyday Podcast, a place where faith meets daily living. Each day, we take a few moments to reflect on God's Word, gain spiritual insight, and receive encouragement to help you live victoriously. No matter what today brings, remember, God's wisdom and grace are here to carry you through.
Good morning and welcome to Winning Everyday Podcast. I'm delighted that you've chosen to begin this day in God's presence. Wherever you're listening from, whether you're preparing for work, driving, exercising, or simply spending quiet moments with God, I pray that today's message will strengthen your heart, renew your passion for Christ, and remind you that God is able to keep you standing. Let's begin. Today's topic is keeping your fire burning. Our Bible text is from Leviticus chapter 6 verses 12 and 13, which reads, "The fire on the altar shall be kept burning on it. It shall not go out. A perpetual fire shall be kept burning on the altar. It shall never go out." When John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist movement, was once asked why so many people came to hear him preach, he gave a simple but unforgettable answer. He said, "I set myself on fire, and people come to watch me burn." That statement has been quoted in biographies and historical writings about Wesley's ministry because it reflected the passion that marked his life. He wasn't talking about physical fire. He was speaking of a heart completely consumed by love for God. His spiritual passion influenced thousands, and the revival that followed transformed countless lives. One passionate believer can become a light to an entire generation. That brings us to today's question. How is your spiritual fire? God instructed the priests in Leviticus that the fire on the altar must never be allowed to go out. Every morning they had a responsibility. They added fresh wood. They removed the ashes. They maintained the flame. The lesson is clear. Spiritual fire doesn't continue automatically. It must be maintained intentionally. Many people begin their walk with God full of excitement. Prayer is joyful. Worship comes naturally. Reading the Bible is a delight. But somewhere along the journey, life's pressures, disappointments, unanswered prayers, busyness, and distractions begin to cool the fire. I don't know what you're passing through today. Perhaps you've become weary because you've prayed for something that hasn't happened yet. Maybe responsibilities have crowded out your quiet time with God. Or perhaps you've been serving faithfully, but your heart has become tired. The good news is this: God doesn't throw away cold hearts. He rekindles them. Paul recognized this when he told Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 6, "Fan into flame the gift of God which is in you." Notice he didn't say, "Find another gift." The fire was still there. It simply needed fresh oxygen. Sometimes your fire is restored through worship. Sometimes through God's word. Sometimes through prayer, sometimes through fellowship with believers who encourage your faith. Jeremiah understood this. Even after deciding he would stop speaking in God's name, he confessed in Jeremiah chapter 20 verse 9 that God's word became like a burning fire shut up in my bones. He discovered that when God truly captures your heart, he has a way of reigniting what seems to have grown cold. Never become comfortable with spiritual dryness. Protect your relationship with God the way you would protect a precious flame from a strong wind. Remember that no one else can maintain your altar for you. Your pastor can preach. Friends can encourage you. Church can inspire you. But your personal walk with God is something only you can cultivate. As you go today, I declare over your life that every fire of prayer that has grown weak shall burn brightly again in Jesus' name. Every passion for God's presence that has faded is being renewed. Every spiritual weariness is giving way to fresh strength. The Lord will breathe upon your life again, and what looked like dying embers will become a blazing flame in Jesus' name. Time for reflection. Take a moment and ask yourself, what has been stealing my spiritual fire lately? And what one habit can I restore today that will bring me closer to God? And here are your action steps for the day. Spend at least 15 uninterrupted minutes with God before the day becomes busy. Read a portion of Scripture slowly and ask God to speak personally to you. Pray honestly, not mechanically, and invite the Holy Spirit to renew your passion. Encourage someone else spiritually today. A burning fire often ignites another. And now, let's take our confession of faith for the day together. Say this with me with faith. My heart burns with love for God. My passion for His presence is alive. I will not grow cold. I walk in spiritual strength, wisdom, and grace. The Holy Spirit empowers me daily, and my life will shine for God's glory. In Jesus' name, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word today. Thank you because you are the God who restores and renews. I pray for everyone listening today. Rekindle every dying fire. Renew their hunger for your presence. Strengthen those who are weary. Encourage those who feel discouraged. And fill every heart afresh with the Holy Spirit. Let their love for you grow deeper each day. Guide them throughout today. Protect them from evil. Grant them divine favor. Open doors of opportunity. And let everything they do prosper according to your will. May they finish this day with testimonies. We return all glory to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of Winning Everyday Podcast. If this message has encouraged you, please share it with your family, friends, and colleagues. You never know whose spiritual fire may be rekindled because you shared today's devotional. Until next time, keep walking with God, keep trusting His word, and keep your fire burning. God bless you and have a victorious day.
You're tuned in to the Winning Everyday Podcast.
Winning Everyday Devotional is written by Isaac Melly. If this podcast blesses you, why not be a blessing by sharing it with someone? Thank you for tuning in today.
Every morning brings a new sunrise. Open your heart, open your eyes.